Trumos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Base. This is 10:12, and the last one of the Perek, and the last one in the topic of cooking and transferring tastes. Here we're talking about eggs. So if you, let's say, boil an egg in liquid, so Chazal understood that the eggshell itself is porous, and that being the case, if you've got inside the liquid that the egg is boiling in, you have some forbidden spices, say, let's say they're orla spices or whatever it is, so then the whole egg becomes forbidden. And the Mishnah says inside a beitzah shenisbashla betavlin asurim. If you have an egg and it's cooking inside a liquid where you have tavlin spices that are asurim, that are forbidden, the truma spices, orla spices, etc., afilu chelmon shela asur. The entire egg through and through becomes forbidden, even the chelmon. Chelmon is the egg yolk. Chelbon is the egg white. But of course the egg yolk is deeper in, but even that becomes forbidden. Bepnei shehu bolea, because it absorbs everything. The egg is porous and even the egg yolk absorbs flavor. And finally, me shlakos ume kvashim. If you have the liquid in which you did shlika, meaning you overboiled some vegetables, or me kvashim, which is liquid in which you pickled vegetables. So that means like the pickle jar after you take the pickles out, but there's liquid left behind, that brine. Shel truma, if the pickles in the jar, or the pickles that you boiled in the pot, and the me shlakos, the liquid that's left behind, asurim lazarim. That liquid remains forbidden, as if it were truma, meaning a non-Kohen can't eat it because it has the taste of the vegetable that was cooked or pickled inside of it.